So the Mishnah in Perek Gimel, Mishnah Aleph, the Mishnah starts off that Yosi says if you have two mikvahs, that each one doesn't have a bam son, and it fell a leg into each mikvah, and then they came together, so now Mimela, there's three lugam together, it's Kshem. She says, so I'm not going to focus on that really. And the Sefer of the Mishnah says, if you had a mikvah that didn't have Abraham Saw, and it fell into Gimel Lugan, where now it was Chal and Hashem Saw, and then the mikvah split up into two, so the two mikvahs are possible. So the point of the mission is, even though you're back to having simply one and a half lug in each mikvah, that's the Pashtas, Pashtas is passing Yeshivila, so you have one and a half lug, it's not just the invert of the Mishnah, of the Reisha, but it's still possible. And Rabbi Yeshua says it's kasha. And the Mishnah explains why does Rabbi Yeshua say it's kasha. Because Rabbi Yeshua holds Bechlal. I had a mikvah that had less than a bam son and fell into it, Gimel Lugan. So as long as they take out a kortiv, which the Rishonim explains, so now I know a little bit of the Gimel Lugan came out, so now I don't have Gimel Lugan, so it's kasha. So over here also, I had Gimel Lugan in the mikvah. I split it in half. Now there's not Gimel Lugan in either of the mikvahs, so it's kasha. And the Mishnah for Zayis, the Chachamim say that element b'vusulei atzei sheitzei mimenu b'loi v'ayit kipshutei. The Chachamim is the beer of Shidas Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Yesi, Tanakama. Rabbi Yesi holds that this is halacha that if you have Gimel Lugan, it's not genug to take out a kortiv to know they got part of the Gimel Lugan out. The way the Rishonim, the Rav and the Rambam, the Feirish, and I think kipshutei mashman, the Rash and the Rosh, they explain pshat is that they say the halacha is that you had Chaf Lugan and it falls in Gimel Lugan. And then you add another chaf lugan, you mash the mishnah mikvah, you have to take out milovah, you have to take out the chaf and a little bit. So over here, when you had gimel lugan falling into the mikvah, you split it in half, very nice, the gimel lugan is split, but you don't have the din of milovah, because you still have all the mayim shuvim, the mayim psulim, I'm sorry, that had the mayim fall on them, so you weren't making milovah, so it's still a bit of yisulah. That's pashatav in the mishnah. So now, this halach of nini milovah, kipshute is very shvar, because pashtus we paskin, mishnah chanis, like he builds the sugi this way, Pashas we passing Yeshbila. So Pashas we passing Yeshbila, so that means you took out a kortiv like Rabbi Yeshua says, you got out, you don't have Gimel Lugan anymore. So why in the world does she need to take out Milu Vayit? The mikvah is, doesn't have Gimel Lugan anymore. So to start with the Shitas Ramban, we try to speak of more or less three and a half to four Malachim to answer this. The Ran in Kalbasar, none of Kalbasar brings down from the Ramban. The Ramban is being a falpal if there is Chanan Mishaisurim, the Ram Salat. So the Ramban wants to say that Zguv and Machlok is over here in our Mishnah. Meaning the halacha of Chanan is that you have an Issa that's an Urv and Hetta, and the Hetta takes on the halacha of the Issa, the Chatich itself becomes an Avela. So if I have a mikvah that fell into it, Gimelugin, so all the Mayim that the water was Urv with, that it fell into, becomes also Shuvim. It becomes the Nevela, it becomes the Issa Alain. So now, not only do you have Gimel Lugan of Shuvim, you have 20 Sa'an and Gimel Lugan of Shuvim. So even if I hold the Yeshbila, and when I took out a quart of some of the Gimel Lugan that came out, it doesn't make a difference, because the whole entire 20 Sa'an becomes Shuvim. So that's why you need Mugavayit. Very, more or less, a simple Mahalach, just on the side. I know people don't agree to the Kasha, but I would like to speak of the Kasha. It seemed like a Chiddush to me, because Kipshutei, I would think that the din of Chanan is a din of like an Isra, to take a din, like you have an Avela, there's a lot of Lissachkon Avela, so that goes into Chaticha, so the whole entire Chaticha gets that halachic status. But in a simple if, in the Pashas, I think you would start to assume that Mayim Shuvim is just like not Kasher Mayim, it's just not Kasher. It's possible, like a regular Psul. So how does it go and make Chanan? There's nothing positive bad about it, just not my kshirim. It's not mekarka. It's not the ingredients you need for a mikvah. So how is there a shaykh ibn Chanan on that? So, I mean, I think Rabbi Linzer was asking this question. Whatever. So it would seem like that the din of mayim shuvim is like a positive din, that it's mufka for mikvah. It's not just a random soul that it's chaser in what it needs. It's not the wrong ingredient. It's his words are his anti-mikvah water, whatever. It's a chiddush that comes out of the Ramban, maybe. Putting that aside, the Ramban is saying that there's a din chanan over here, and the din chanan makes it that all the mayim becomes possible. So maybe I have to live a gishmak, and that's machlokes of Yeshua and the Ramban. Do I say chanan b'shai simanan? Yeshua says you want to say chanan b'asav b'chalav, and the chacham says you say b'shai simanan. But the pashat is the kashas pashat, which I think the mishtal on is that why move Eden? I'm saying if you have a little guy of Issa that's running around in your mikvah, and it's making all the mayim that he's moved with into nevela, so even the mayim that came in afterwards should become nevela. You should have to take out everything. You should have empty out the whole entire mikvah and restart. That's the kash. Fine. Come back to that later, Hashem. So then the Rana Alain is chayim. The Rana wants to say no, that really Chanan is only about Basa B'chalav, and he says it's like a svar, because Basa B'chalav, the Teruvus Alain of the coming together, the Basa B'chalav is the Isser, so Mimele, the Basa and the Chalav become Aser. Hashem Yishai soon, the fact that there's a Teruvus between the Isser Heter is not this, the Isser is a Davil Atzmai, so the Teruvus is. It's just Isser with Heter. It's not the Terubis doesn't create the Isser, so you don't say Chana B'Shai Isser. The Raisa, it's Gzera Atu Basa B'chal, he says. So he says, what's the Machlokes of Yeshua and the Rabbanan? So he says, it starts off with a Kasha. The whole entire Ma'am Shum doesn't make any sense. Why is it not Batal? It's much more than Shishim, so Ma'am Shum should be Batal. So he says, Elamai, the reason why it's not Batal. He says, Alma Shlesh Lugin Shekhin Labam saw Machzirin Kal Mayim Lepsum. For some reason, Shleshim that comes first, before there's Hashem Abam Sab Kshem, makes everything possible. Meaning, he's saying that the Mayim is possible, but it turns everything into Psal. Vein on the creative is a Mishayar Shum. Ulafichach, Amr Chachamim, Shal Oilm Hubi Yisula Atsi Shayatsi Rimanim Lulu Vay. It's not 100% clear what the Rana means, but he does have this. He's saying that there's this halacha that if it came in before the Hashemus Abam Sa'a, that was came Tchila before the Abam Sa'a, the Mila has a din to pass on, and it's not Batal. What's Shat now? What's talk of Shat? Why is it not Batal? Meaning he's building, because there's a Svar that tells me that it's not Batal, to the fact that it was before the Hashemus Abam Sa'a, there's a Svar that tells me that it's not Batal, which needs a beer. And Lefichach, because of that Svar, Chazal said that you need Miloh Vaid. So what does that mean? So, Medach Efshat, that maybe the reason why when you have more than Shishim, the Gimel Lugin is not Batal, is the Moshe, so you have Allah by Maimer Machmetz, if you have something that even that the Shishim, but if it's doing a very important job over here, it's Maimer Gvina, let's say you put the enzymes into Chav and it creates the Hakfas like Gvina, or your Machmetz, you put in sourdough, so it's really it's Batal B'Shishim, but it does something very important in the Teruvis, so in the Mail it's not going to be Batal. So over here too, anything that goes into the building of the mikvah is has a certain chashivas of a creator. It's creating the concept of the mikvah. And the meal, it's not going to be batal for this type of chashivas that it gets by being one of the building blocks of the mikvah. So anything that goes into the first 40 sa, a mikvah is 40 sa. The kibbutz ma'am of 40 sa, however it's made up, the first 40 sa shtel zavek the hashlamas ha-mikvah, and any material that goes into that binyan ha-mikvah has a chashivas. And it's not batal. And the Melo zok tiram lefichach. That's why the Chazal need meluved. So after what that means is that guva because there's a svar a tchilas shem mikvah, which means that there's a chalais mikvah here. There's a shem mikvah creating a concept called a mikvah, and to get the right into the mikvah a she'uvim. So the shem of the mikvah is a mikvah. A chelik of the kviyas shem of the mikvah is this is a mikvah that's bani with she'uvim. It goes into the whole chalais shem of mikvah that this is a mikvah shal she'uvim. Okay, and Rabbi Shua agrees to that because Rabbi Shua agrees that it's not Pata. But Rabbi Shua says, very nice, it goes into the Kivra Mayim is built out of She'uvim, and there's a Chalei Shem in the Mikvah, this is a Mikvah Shal She'uvim. But the Maisa, once I take out a Korten, and part of the Gimel Lugin goes away, so now I no longer am using Gimel Lugin for my Binyan HaMikvah. So that Inyan should go away. That now I'm using whatever, you took away that Korten, whatever the next Korten that came in afterwards is what's been used to be Mekan the Shem Mikvah now. So it should be kashya still. But the Chachamim, maybe Pshat is, it's mashmim deran that it's chal pson amayim, the Chachamim is Pshat, that Aviv Vait, there's the Shem of this mikvah is a mikvah shal she'uvim, that's a chelik of how I'm dining the mikvah. So all the water that's in the mikvah gets fatayt by the Shem of the mikvah. The din of the mayim, the physical mayim, is they're all part of a mikvah, and the mikvah has a Shem, so that Shem goes and it's kaved the etzem mitzias of the mayim. So it's going to turn up, it's going to give din mayim shuvim to all the mikvah, because it's the whole maus of the mayim is that they're part of this mikvah. That's their taich, that's their Shem, that's their mitzias. The mitzias is the chelik of the mikvah, and the mikvah is the mikvah shal shuvim. So that goes back and gives a din to the mayim, and they become psum. So it's not using the din of chanan, it's different oifim, but you're coming out with the same thing that the mayim alin is psum. And it could be that the Ramban also, meaning the Ran has a good kasha, the Ran's asking the kasha that why don't you say everything becomes batal? So it could be the Ramban agrees to the Ran's teretz that pshat is that there's a din tchila shem mikvah, which means that anything that goes into the binyan mikvah and is a kevan, the shem of the mikvah, is not going to be batal. But the Ramban held as a svar pshuta to the Ran's avonet in Rabbi Yeshua, which is that very nice, the chalish shem of the mikvah is a mikvah shal she'uvim. But that doesn't automatically go and give a din into the etzem ha'mayim and pass the mayim. Meaning there's a chiddush and svar over here that because the shem of the mikvah is a mikvah shal she'uvim, and memela, any mayim that makes up that mikvah is going to be nikvah in that, in the shem of the klal yisrael mikvah. Meaning the mikvah has a shem and there's a mikvah shal she'uvim. And there's a chiddush over here that anything that is in this mikvah, that anything that's in the mikvah is mekabel the shem of the mikvah. And there's a svar in Taruf is always, I heard this svar from my father, B'shem, 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 Shlita, that in all Taruvis, that the concept of bittul, pshat, that you have two different things. They join together, they become a new entity. One entity, and the entity is the shem of the two things. Meaning, you have Issa v'Heter, and you don't see that as, maybe this is Issa, maybe that's that. You have two chatichas of chair, or chatichas of nevela, or whatever, let's say, chatzi. You have one and one, nevela and chair. It's not pshat that I have a suffix existing chair, this is the nevela. There's a new entity called the Taruvis. And the shem of the Taruvis is, The Shem on the whole Taruvus is Ksheir Nevela. That's the Shem of the Taruvus. And each piece has a Shem, Ksheir Nevela. The Shem of the Taruvus goes and fataiches the Etzim Dover. So that's a Chiddush in a Mikvah to say that because the Mikvah is bonded with Shu'uvim, so there's a Shem in the Mikvah, this is a Mikvah Shal Shu'uvim, that Shem goes and now fataiches the Mitzias of the Mayim, and the Mayim is Shu'uvim. So it could go into the Mayim that wasn't Shu'uvim yesterday and give it a Shem Shu'uvim. That's a Chiddush. The Ramban didn't agree to that Chiddush. So the Ramban had to come with Hanan. The Ramban is saying that Haguf is Machlokes the Ramban and Yeshua. And the male is either abana that it's chal on the mind of Hashem Shu'uvim, so the male you have to take a Malui Vayit to get rid of that mind.
What mean a mikvah shal
shu'uvim? It could be a mikvah shal kasha v'shav. That doesn't bother me, but I'm saying that means that's chal on all the pieces. All the mind has that shem in them.
Even before we chal on the pieces, the fact that the mikvah is mikvah shal shu'uvim and not a mikvah that has.
No, it's a taruv. It's like all taruvahs. And anytime you have a taruv that the shem is not bottle, it's not 100% the shem isser. I'm not arguing with you, I agree to you. So there's a Shem Shuvim, that's not Batal. So that Shem is Chal on all the mind. It's a very small amount, but that small amount is in every single piece of mind. And then Mamel, it's possible to get rid of it. So, but again, on the run, you have the same Kasha, that it's very nice that we can say Sfaris to explain, whether you like what I said or not, whatever it is. The run and the Ramban are saying Sfaris to explain why the mind becomes possible. So Aviva the mind becomes possible. So why should the mind that comes after us not become possible? The same question applies maybe in the Ramban, in the Ran, it's like in a different facet. The Ramban, it's like Sechanan, the guy's there running around, he's Shechanan everything else up. In the Ramban, there's a binyan mikvah, and anything that's in place of onto the binyan mikvah is a chilek of the mikvah. The mikvah is a mikvah shashum. So what does it make a difference? The first one, the second one? Fine. So to answer that, it's a b'derech efsher, that there's a taz in Ois Chav Ches that says, he says a chilek. In the dinner of Ruvah Amshacha, so the halacha is that if you have Mayim Shuvim and you do Amshacha, so you pass on the halacha that only Amshacha only works if you do Mit. If you do Ruvah Amshacha, it's possible. So the Taz wants to be Mechalik, that it depends. If the Mayim comes, if the whole way the Mayim are Shuvim is that they can be the Adam like the Sugya of Ligyan, or that he spritzes the Mayim into the Mikvah, or the Sigos, all those Sugyas that you're not using a Kli. So he says, no, Kuli B'Amshach isn't B'Kash. Shengen, if it becomes Shuvim B'Kli, then you need to have halacha, you have to have only Mit B'Amshach works, but Ruba doesn't work. That's what the Taz says. So the Taz needs a beer. So first of all, what he's clearly being Mechal between Shuvim B'Yadayim, like Nasib B'Yadayim, like Shuvim, and B'Keli. What's the Chalukah? So, Efshar, I think this is a pretty simple Chalukah. The Ayam has been tending these Chalukim, is that that Schalk Bizadina, the din of Shuvim Bekli and the din of Shuvim Bideodim, that the Psal Shuvim Bekli Afshar is a Chalist and Psal of the Mayim, that Mayim that's Nishav Bekli is considered Mayim Shuvim, it's a Shem in the Mayim, but if the din of Bideodim, where there's no Maisa Sheiva, there's no Shin in the Gufa Mayim, it's Pshat that the Psal is that it's a Psal in the Mikvah is Nasib Deodim, that's what the Psal is. So they're two completely different dinim. And if that's true, so Zokta Taz, that the din of Amshacha only has a din to take away the Nasib Deodim, the Psal. We know that a mikvah, the Teres Kenem, has to be Nasib de Shemayim. There's a psalm Nasib de Adam. So that, Hamshacha B'Kulay, Zok, the Taz works. So that tells me that the Yisrael of Hamshacha, takes away the ma'aser, which is very logical because Amshacha means that I don't don that it was came from the person. It went on the ground through Tfachim, so we don that it came here naturally. So it undoes the Nasi B'day Adam Shabbat. But apparently, B'Kalim, it doesn't, it's not Mafkir the Chalishim Shav on the Mayim. So Mimela, Hamshach is not going to work B'Kulet. Then it's Pashat the Kasha, so then Hamshach shouldn't work at all. Why does it work the Mutim? So I'm showing this that B'Etzim, there's something that was a struggle for me at least since the beginning. There's mine, I don't know if I have a good tarot still, but we know Reb Chaim says that the whole soul of Mayim Shuvim is Pshat that it's Talosh, it's not Mikarka, all that type of read, right? And we know the Rosh says, Ria is Pshat, you put it back, you're replanting it. Fine. When you take the Mayim and you put it, you have, let's say, 20 saw of Mayim Ksherim, Mayim Mchubarim, and I poured a little bit of Mayim Shuvim into it. So where is the Mayim not where are they still Tlushim? They're not Tlushim, they're Mchubarim. They're in the grand, the Gevalik, they're mixed. This rave of the Mayim here is Mechubarim. Even though that whole lump that's in Zeria, saying it's just Mu'urv with Mechubarim, and it's what's not Mechubar about it anymore? It's Mechubar just as anything else. I don't know if it, but.
Let's show, why do you mean
Zeria? Or that is Zeria, like, why is Zeria needed for you? Sabadafka? Like, why is it not? It's Mechubar now. What's the difference between this Mara and that order? Because you guys know that it had history, I'm saying it looks to me at least, it's the same exact thing, it's all the same stuff. So, maybe pshat's like this, that Be'etzim, in order to be Mekayim Adin Shu'uvim in the Mayim, after it falls into a bar, you have to come on to a Ma'aseh Nefilah. That the Nefilah, the Nesina, the fact that someone, that there was a Dekli, or the person put into the Mikvah, and he did a Hakvah, he did a Ma'aseh of gathering this Mayim Shu'uvim into the water, so there's a Cheshivas of that which is Mayim Shu'uvim here, in the fact that it got put into the Mikvah. Its whole Gishtal in the Mikvah is in that which is Shu'uvim. So the Nefilah is the Siachsus of the Mayim after they're in the bar, back to the fact that they came from a clean. They're in the bar, how? They came here, and I put them here, but twice Mayim Shuvim. That's how they're chal into the mikvah. So even after they're back into the mikvah, and maybe there's rave tolushim that should really tell me that everything's really tolushim, but there's a link. There's something holding it back. There's something connecting it back to the fact that it was Shuvim, and that mice in the field is mekayim in it that which is Shuvim. So Mimela could be pshat, and it sounds like this, that if it's kulei shu'uvim, so then the fact that I put it back in the karka is not going to help me. Because there's a shem shu'uvim over here, and there's nothing to be misnagged at. But if it's ruvim, not shu'uvim, be'etzem, the only way to be mekayim that didn't show up in the mayim is through a ma'aseh nefilah. That through the fact that it was put here, be clear, be'adam, that there's a chash of a nefilah, that's what where the mayim retains its din shav, even though there's ruvim she'enim shu'uvim. And memela, there's a halacha of ruvim hamshacha. That if mi'at was not hamshacha, so then it undid the ma'aseh nefilah. So now Mimel, there's nothing connecting it back to Bishav, so Mimel it's going to be Nechshon. So Hayetzi Me'anal would be that when you have Mayim, Be'etzim, the only, when you have Mayim Shuvim in a mikvah, Be'etzim, the only, give a look at a mikvah, the only way that you could don the Mayim Shuvim as Shuvim, Be'etzim, Mitzal Atzmusim, they don't have the kayach to be mekayim the Shem Shuvim by them. The whole oifen that I could see in them, the Shem Shu'uvim, is in that which I have the Ma'aseh Nefilah. If I don't have the Ma'aseh Nefilah in the Mayim, so then there's no way for me to daan these Mayim as Mayim Shu'uvim. That would be Pshat in the task. Now, I'm taking this to another step, and I know this step is a Chiddush, and not much Vedeach Efshe. So it could be like this, that Be'etzem, the Mayim themselves, Mitzar Mahusim and Atzmusim, it's never Pshat that they're Mamish Gebakht in the Ma'aseh Shu'uvim. It's only in that which you could down with them Hashem Shuvim Duch that you have a Ma'aseh Nefilah, that's where I can perceive them as Shuvim. So the Mayim that they were Nefilah on top of, that Mayim has Yidin in their Nefilah, and the Mayim knows about their Nefilah, so the Mayim could down in them that they're Shuvim, the Mayim that was there first and they were Nefilah on top of. Because that Mayim that came first, that first 20 saw, downed with the Nefilah because they had the Nefilah to them. So in Mela, they have the Mayim as Shuvim, and they get Kananda up with the Ramban, and they're on the other order of the other, let's just go with the Ramban for argument's sake. They get Kananda. But the Mayim that comes in afterwards, that the Mayim doesn't dan with the Nefilah, they don't perceive them as Mayim Shuvim Bechal. Because Klab is them, there's no Chil between this Mayim and any other Mayim. And they can't be Makabal, in order to have the Chanan, they have to be able to have, be Makabal Chanan, there has to be Chal by them, that they're Mu'urv with a Psal. They can't see up the psul as long as if they don't have the ma'aseh nefilah, because the whole isn't to be mekayim the shem shuvim in the mayim is duch the ma'aseh nefilah. So merely the mayim that comes afterwards that didn't have the nefilah to them doesn't become chanan, and that would be pshat why muluv it is good enough. You don't have to empty out the mikvah.
What's the difference if you're nefilah, if they're nefilah to the water is nefilah to them? Why why is that not a nefilah?
No, the point is the nefilah of the shu'uvim is where the shu'uvim has its chashivas of shu'uvim. Not, the man that falls on top of it, that's a nefilah, whatever, it's not for something to do with the man shu'uvim.
So the tchilah,
what?
The tchilah doesn't have this. Doesn't say if the shin comes first.
See, you have to see tchil as a different var. I mean, Bechal has to say that. There's no mice in the field, yeah. Tchil is a different var, because the tchil smith is a chashim, it's a tchil smith. That's our apostle. The apostle is a different reason.
So why do we say Hashuvah?
What?
Why do we say Hashuvah?
I'm trying to say that anytime you have nothing being mevatel, that's going to be seen as Hashuvah. So it's seen as Hashuvah because it came in here first, and then it's kaveh at tchil smith, but tchil smith is much stronger.
Yeah, so there's no tchilah.
What?
You said there's no tchilah. You
know,
me,
all
man, true, it's not.
Yeah, fine, it's old cash, it's summer cash. Yeah. Chal cash in the room. Yeah.
No, but tchil
is not. Right, yeah. Fine, so I just want to move on to one more sheet over here. The Taisyanta brings down, sounds like from his words, that he has a whole different halacha in the Sugya, and he understands, Ba'etzem, Nochanan, Nuis, only thing that's Asa is the Gimel Lugin. And the whole machlokes is bishun darbanan. The lefi darbanan, you have to take up a little bit. And bishun don't is yishpila impila. Bishun says yishpila. Took out a quartiv. I know part of the gemul lugan is out. I don't have gemul lugan. Kash. See darbanan. I say impila. So I don't. Didn't come out. Should be so fun. So now he himself shtals the shayla. So then what chachs mulevayid? I don't know. Take out everything because you should say impila. So till you left to less than gemul lugan, maybe you didn't get out the gemul lugan impila. So he says. A hard vart from Ramban. He's quoting. He's saying this b'shem Ravid. He's been telling Ravid that Chazal made Hagdara that I could be Tayla that if I took out Meluva Va'id, I could assume that I got out part of the Gemuluva. Now, if you think about it for a second, it's a plea that Gazachan is a very big beer. Just try to form, like, put it into reality. You have a mikvah that has three lugan of k'shem, whatever, a soft k'shem. And I put Gimelugan of Psulim, Allah Shuvim, and then I fill the mikvah another 39 Slav Kshem, right? So Chazal say if I take out a Sa Va'id, I can assume that it came out. But if I had 39 Slav Kshem, then I put Gimelugan, and then I put one more Sa, then I can't assume I got the Gimelugan out until I take out 39 Sa. What in the world is this far? There's simply no logic to such a thing. Why should I make a difference? So, I think it's very simple that really Talim. Similar to their An, that about the Tzendav agrees that the Mayim, when the Gimelugan are in the mikvah, the whole mikvah is possible. There's a Shem Psul in the mikvah. It's just that the Shem Psul in the mikvah is tally in that which the Gimelugan are here. Once they take the Gimelugan out, they're not going to be here anymore. The Shem Psul is going to be Paka. Meaning, like we're saying from their An, why is it not Palta? Why is the Mayim Shub not Palta? Because it's Chesh Mikvah, because it built up a mikvah, and the mikvah is possible. So the Mayim that it fell onto becomes Palta. There's a Shem Psul. Now, the Shem Psul is not a Hanandika Psul, so if I took out the Gimel Lugan, they're Chazal HaTeirin. But Kozman that they're here, that the Mayim Gimel Lugan is here, they are Psul. So Chazal told us that in order to have a Tliya that the Mayim came out, it's not Genug to take Gimel Lugan and say Tliya like we see sometimes, Bisur Darabanan, hey, say Tliya. Anything that is the Mekayim, the Shem of the Psul, has to go along with it for us to assume that it came out. So there is a Psul, if it falls onto one Lug, that Lug became Psul, and that Lug is one of the people that are being Mekayim, one of the things that are being Mekayim, the Shem Psul in the Mikvah. So in Mela, Chazal said, in order to say Atliya, you have to take out that, Va'id, and then I can say Atliya. If I have 39 Sal, the reason I have to take out all those 39 to say I vowed to get out that one is it's fine, Atliya, that as long as there's something here that's being Mekayim, the Shem Psul, because it got Kapasal, so if I don't take that out, I don't have the Rech to do Atliya. It's a Svaran Atliya. Okay.
Why is it being Mekayim, the Shem Psul?
Because we say Imbila, right? So if we say Imbila, that means Lamais, I don't know what came out. And if Kozman didn't come out, what's going to be possible is not just the Gimel Lugan. Because I've had the apostles the mikvah. Not a Hanandik, it didn't pass the mind. The mind didn't become my psulim, but there's a Shem psul in the mikvah. The whole mikvah is possible today until you take out the Gimel Lugan. So Mimela calls mind that I don't have a vada that Gimel Lugan came out. What's possible is the 39 saw that it fell on top of.
Well, part of
the there's an old kasha. Why you don't pass the first inside? That's time of kasha that on every single sheet, and I try to answer that why don't you pass the mind? Whether I answered it right or not, that's fine. Addressing a different point. So I just want to get to one thing that. So, Kibshuna, we have two mahachim. The Mishnah said that if I had Gimel Lugan that fell into a mikvah, I split the mikvah in half, and the mahachim is a Bishuna in the Rabbanon, if the mikvah is kosher apostle. Simply, there's two mahachim in the Mishnah, basic mahachim. The Rabbanon, they don't understand the reason why we feed the Rabbanon is apostles, because you say Hanan or whatever. You pass the Etzim Mayim. All the Mayim becomes apostle. And Lafi, the Tzayyantif Pshad is that Ein Bila. Now, Kipshuta is a steer in the Rambam about this, because the Rambam in Pirush Mishnayos in the second Mishnah by Miluy Va'id, he says you have to take out Miluy Va'id. He says, "At sheyotz mimenu ha'edef ad chafsa, asher yisam islanu shechasu ha'gimel lugin," which is mashma like the Taisus Yomtiv, that what I have to get out is the gimel lugin, and the whole yisoid of why I'm taking out the chafsa is yisam islanu she'not the gimel lugin. Mamish is arriving at the Taisus Yomtiv. The Ma'aseh of the Rambam Yad Chazak, when he explains the Allah of splitting the mikveh in half, he says, "Hari ilu psuim," meaning even if you split the two mikvehs in half, it's psuim. Why? Kilu is bothered by akasha. Why? Because it's not. There's no gimelugin anymore. Shekala mikveh kuli shenifsam kimaim shuvim hu. The gantz mikveh that become possible is like maim shuvim chashu. Ukilu kol meimav nishav ubikli. Mamish mashmak on the derech of the Rambam and the Rambam. So, Kibshuta is Stira, Pirush Mishnayos, Rambam, and Yad Chazaka. So, very quickly, just try to say something, is that maybe the Rambam is that's some kefir call on the fact that, I mean, the whole entire, all the Rishonim are assuming that what's Mekayim, the Psul, is the fact that there's Gimelugin here. Other than Gimelugin pass more, but the Psul is that there's Gimelugin in the Mikvah. They ran out of Kasha, it should be Batal, and explained why it's not Batal. Maybe the Rambam holds Be'etzen the Mayim should be Batal, and the Psul is not Be'etzen Mayim Gimel Lugin that's here. That's not what's passing. There's a din that a mikvah that was Nafa Al Gab of Gimel Lugin Mayim Shuvim, it's that the mice and the feel of Gimel Lugin on a mikvah passes a mikvah. It's a new din. It's a din that in a feel of Gimel Lugin passes a mikvah. And it's not tallying the fact that there's Gimel Lugin here. The Gimel Lugin are gone. It doesn't make a difference. There's a din that if Mayim had a feel of Gimel Lugin on them, that's a Chalis Psul in the Mayim. That's Allah. Like Havi Yasani Day Tumah is a halacha. Apostles, it's an issue. This is a new issue. The issue is, Mayim Shinov Alayim Gimelayim Lugimayim Shuvim becomes apostle. You can say it all Gimelugin, I don't care. You can say it's Batal. It doesn't make a difference. It's not the fact that there's Gimelugin here. So if that's true, so it's very Gishmak why the second Mayim that fell in afterwards are Kasha, because they didn't have any fills Mayim Gimelugin. That's not the Psalm. So the whole Sugi is Gishmak for the Rambam. But then, what is it? What is it? What?
Maybe
it was a desire,
but
more mind, so
about
saving that. It has to be that way, because otherwise you could have 40 new sons. No, I'm not following the question. So what has helped me to take a Meluva? So the Rambam says, actually, Am is longer than I took out the Gimel Lugin. So maybe it sounds like this. The point isn't, really the Rambam holds Yesh Bila, and I know some of the Gimel Lugin came out. The point isn't a knowledge of the Gimel Lugin coming out, because the soul is in the Gimel Lugin. Is a maisa machsheris. Maisa machsheris is if you do a maisa, that the maisa is a maisa that vises with a starkeit, that you're being soiser than a fila, that you're doing a maisa that's misamas lono shiyotza gimelugin, that's a maisa that undoes the maisa in a fila hapeselas. So that when I'm not going to get out the gimelugin, I know the gimelugin are not here because I hold the yishbila. But the chazal are saying that I have to do a maisa, that the maisa vises with a starkeit that's misnagged the maisa in a fila. So just like we were saying in the Taisi Yanda, there's a svara that miluy va'id is all the mayim that had the nefila to them, that rechem with the nefila are kilim being mekayim the shame that there's a mice nefila. If I took out all the mayim that was nothing that is nifsal on the nefila plus of aid, then there's a stark vice to me that the nefila is over. That's a kayach to be machsh the mayim. Okay. What?
So it all became shovel. What do you mean? All became shovel means all gets that.
It has that. Then it's a psul. It's a psul. Yeah. The next mission. All the chachamim want to know where the next mission. I take the whole thing. It's a whole different dinner.
Right. Okay, it's a cool shove.
Look at this shove.